Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, hey everybody. Is my math here right? Are we 20 days from Thanksgiving? 20 days?
I think. I believe so.
21 days. So exactly 3 weeks today.
So your math is wrong.
Yeah, my math is wrong. Way off. Totally off. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. Don't even plan. That means, like, you got to start looking for your turkeys in the next week.
Yes.
Okay, this is insanity.
When do you start thawing them?
It depends how big it is.
A couple days before, right? At least a few days
depends
before.
Depends how big it is.
Maybe even a week before. Yeah.
Unless you're my mom, and then you do it that morning, which, let me tell you, that doesn't
never
turn
works
out, well.
Out good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you want to brine it, you got to do a couple days before. You soak it in the salt water and all that stuff.
We always end up eating all of the sides and then the turkey at like 10:30 at night.
You can't,
when it finally is done.
People try that. They try to put a frozen turkey in the oven. That is bad.
No. Not
that
a good idea.
Really bad.
Not
like,
good.
Wait, just waste your money. You're just wasting your money.
Yes, you did.
You should have saved the bird. I mean, he could have been flying around. You don't need to do that to him.
Do they fly? I don't think they fly.
Turkeys? They do like a hop, like an extended hop, don't they?
It's a sort of. Yes.
Extended
it's
hop.
It's a low fly for not very long.
It's not a no-fly zone. It's a low-fly zone.
Yeah.
They
Got
sort of just,
it.
Yeah. They
fly about as much as I fly.
I believe ostriches do the same thing. They sort of, it's an extended hop, forward hop momentum.
Got it.
I don't know if they fly or not. Honestly, I was making most of that up.
I was buying it. I was like, oh, okay, they fly low. I get it.
Low fly zone. What we're not making up, though, is 21 days until Thanksgiving. I was thinking about that driving in this morning. I was like, how close are we to Thanksgiving? Are we really 3 weeks away? We are three weeks. Wow.
All right.
That puts it in perspective, guys.
It does.
That puts it in perspective.
I know.
I mean, think about
that. Holidays are pretty much here.
Does everyone know what they're doing for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
We're having it at our house.
Okay,
I know. The whole family's coming over.
What are you doing?
Totally.
Do you have no place to go?
I totally do, too. I know. No.
What do you mean?
I have no idea.
This is your first married one.
Well, yeah, first married one. And my mom isn't here. So she's in Wisconsin. She's flying back after the wedding reception. And she's going to spend it with my family up there.
Ah, you should go to Wisconsin. It's beautiful in late November in Wisconsin.
Yeah, snow.
Really?
It's like 14 degrees right now. Are you kidding me?
You're going to go up there.
No way.
The turkeys can't fly up there. Their wings are frozen.
Turkeys don't fly north. And neither do Melanie during the winter.
The turkeys even leave Wisconsin in November. All right. Well, happy 3 week notice, everybody, for Thanksgiving. Get excited about it. Come on.
Find something to do.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
This guy in Alabama, he's like, man, I am excited about this Popeye's chicken sandwich. So what he does is he goes and buys one. You don't have to stay in line for these things. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then they're selling out. So sometimes you go, you stand in line, and the manager comes out, and this is what's causing all these like fights and everything. They're like, sorry, we're out. Maybe we'll have more tomorrow, but we're done. Well, this guy got lucky. He got it. And so he tells his wife, all right, let's make this a black tie affair. The man puts on a tuxedo in his living room, in his dining room table. He's got the china, the silverware. He's got the tux on. And then he starts eating, and he's explaining to everybody what it's like. So imagine yourself, you're going to a fast food restaurant, and you understand that after that, you'll be putting on a tuxedo to eat the food. Here is how it sounded.
After all of the rage about the Popeye's chicken sandwich, we finally get a chance to get one tonight. And since it's such an auspicious occasion, we decided to make it a black tie affair. So we are now going to dine on this sandwich.
The wrapper.
Damn, that's good.
So that's his official reaction of this.
Damn, that's
good.
And there you go.
I mean, that's a 5-star review, I think, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Damn, that's good.
I mean, you're not going to see that in like those, you know, magazines like the New Yorker. Like, you know, on an airplane, you see all those like fancy magazines of all those nice restaurants all over the place. You're not going to see one of those food critics say.
Damn, that's good.
But that's what we all wanted to hear. So he did the right thing.
It would be cool if those food critics, the ones that are all hoity-toity that do go to all those 5-star restaurants, if they did go to Popeye's and gave an honest review, like compared to the 5-star restaurants.
Or if they tried to trick
really
the
good.
People and they were like, okay, here's a piece of chicken from, you know, whatever. There's like 5 different places, 5 different restaurants. And they picked the Popeye's.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't know what it is, but it's...
Damn, that's good.
I gotta have one. I thought I'd avoid this rage. I don't think I'm going to. It's on. It's out there. People are excited about this.
Well, get in line.
That's the problem is you got to get in line, stay in line. You're not going to have one.
Well, I don't know. Just call around. I feel like call around. Someone's bound to just not be that busy.
And call and make reservations at Popeyes. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Are they on Open Table?
Yeah, exactly.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Like we mentioned, breaking Dustin Lynch news.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hello, sounder. Gosh, okay. That's when you're supposed to do the sounder.
Sorry, it was malfunctioning.
God. Can't even count on our breaking news sounder around here.
I fixed it. Let me try again. Beep, 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 beep.
All right, I can take that one serious. That's good. Dustin Lynch will start 2020 with a new album and a new tour. All right? The album is going to call... This is his fourth album, by the way. Wow. Four albums in on Dustin Lynch. It's called Tullahoma. That's his hometown in Tennessee.
Tullahoma?
Tullahoma.
Is the name of his town?
Yeah.
That's like Orlampa, you know, between Orlando and Tampa.
But it's not. It's totally different towns. Actually, a different state.
It just sounds like they're mixing two names together.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Hello?
Beep, 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 beep. I'm telling you, it's malfunctioning this morning.
This is so bad. It is
malfunctioning.
Anyway, the state of Florida and Tennessee have merged, and they're calling it Flennessee. So there you go. Flennessee. That's going to be my new album, Flennessee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be great. Anyway, so that's his fourth album, Tullahoma. This worked out for Blake Shelton. He named his album about...
Texoma Shore,
but from his hometown, and that worked out great for him. So maybe this will work out for Dustin. He's a great dude, great music. So congratulations, 2020 for Dustin. Also, new album coming out November the 15th.
Beep, 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 beep.
Breaking news, new album sounder from Lady Antebellum, Charles Kelly. We caught up with him briefly earlier this morning, and he talked about some of the subject matters pretty deep on this album.
We've been through so much, we feel like, in the past few years that we couldn't not be honest. And, you know, there's definitely some subject matter. I mean, you know, specifically me, I mean, really connecting with my spirituality finally and struggling with all of those types of things. And you know, I mean, being a musician traveling around the world and trying to keep your marriage together, all those things is part of these journeys that I think, you know, no matter what you do, everyone's going through. And so... I don't know. We really feel like it was just time for us to be more honest, and I think this is some of the most personal music we've ever made.
Charles Kelly from Lady A. I give him a lot of credit. You know, when these artists go and these bands go and they talk to radio stations and bloggers and podcasts and everything about their new album, it's usually very primed. And what I mean by that,
surface level.
Yeah, very sort of rehearsed. That there was not. With the long pauses, and you could tell he was kind of searching for some things. But for him to come out and say, hey, you know, some of the struggles with spirituality, keeping my marriage together, oh, I give them a lot of credit. And that album is out November the 15th, the new Lady Antebellum album.
Excited to hear it.
That is called Ocean. But you could kind of really feel the rawness there in his little discussion.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So a lot of credit to Lady A. That sounds like it's going to be a really impactful album. Again, that comes out November the 15th.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, so it's kind of the new most popular app out there right now on everybody's phone, especially if you're under 18. It's the fastest growing app for kids under 18. It's called TikTok. And, you know, so it's like basically you control your own MTV. Like you make these videos, you can use every song. Like if you wanted to use that Old Dominion song, you could use it in an app.
Yeah, all the songs are preloaded on there. So that's why it's different, a little bit different than Instagram.
Right. Here's the thing. And you were on it for a minute and you liked it. I messed around and did some videos on it. I sort of liked it.
Yeah. So what's cool about it is, I mean, there are music things that you can add in on your Instagram stories. But with this one, you can make videos and edit them really easy, like within the app.
Right. Like
so that's what was kind of fun about it.
So here's the thing. As it's growing popularity, like my son, he's 12. He doesn't like it. He's like, it's just, he said it's a bunch of like girls in school walking in the hallways doing TikTok videos. And he doesn't like it. And I'm like, well, wait, you're going to like it. Like in a year, you're going to like it because all your friends are going to like it. It's just going to spread. That's what happened with Facebook. That's what happened with Instagram. That's what happened with Snapchat. Right?
Yeah, all the apps eventually, yeah, everyone starts to get on them.
Here's the difference. So this is owned by a Chinese company, and now there's all these, I mean, they're actually meeting about this on Capitol Hill coming up, that this Chinese company is now being accused of selling all of our information. Well, that would be our kids, because predominantly kids are on it.
Yep.
Possibly to the Chinese government. And so now there's like this big thing, and it's like, whoa. This could be the most dangerous app ever as far as privacy and information.
Yeah, and the crazy part about it is remember just a couple months ago, well, probably like 6 months ago now, everybody was aging themselves on that Face app.
Yep.
And then they found out that it was owned by the Russian government.
Right.
And now TikTok, which is the largest growing app here, is owned by, or all the information is being shared with the Chinese government. And this isn't even like a conspiracy theory.
No.
This was all over the news 2 days ago.
It's everywhere. And so that's why we bring it up. And so we were reading the reports in here, and then Melanie's like, boop, delete. She laid on that app, and that little X showed up, and she was like, poof, goodbye. It's gone.
You told me, and I was like, is this some conspiracy thing? And then once I started reading all the articles about it from legitimate news sources, it was like, oh, gosh, I need this off my
phone. More legitimate than me?
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but there are other news sources I like to check.
I thought I had some cred up in your social media world. I don't have any cred.
No, you totally do. But, you know, I graduated with a journalism degree. I know how to check sources. And unfortunately, just Mark, my co-host, is not one of them. It's not going to work.
I try my best. Whatever. I've tried my best.
No, but you were right. You were totally right.
Of course.
Which is so creepy to think that kids are the predominant users of the app.
Honestly, it's why I bring it up. Just something to watch. I wouldn't let my kids have it right now. There's just too many questions about where all this information is going to. But of course, you know, the other side of it, the sleek, shiny part is how excited all these kids are about this app, making the videos in school, because it's the most popular music they have access to. So they're kind of merging their life with these big artists and these huge hit songs. So of course, they're entertained by that. And that's obviously something that gets them very excited. But on the other end of it, that's what us parents need to worry about, is where's all that information going? What's going to happen to our kids who are 12, 13, 14 years old now, or even 10 years old now, and in 10 years when these other places have all their information? That could be a bad thing. So that's why we bring it up.
It's not good.
It's not
good. A lot of people are deleting it, just like the Face app. It came and went in 2 seconds.
Came and went. Actually, according to my Face app, I already died. I was so old in the thing. I passed away shortly after that took my picture. It's very depressing. That's why I took that off.
I'll have to check my sources on that.
Yeah, please do. Get back to me on that. Thomas Rhett is on QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5
QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so we just said earlier, you know, we are exactly 3 weeks from Thanksgiving to the day. 3 weeks to the day, Thanksgiving.
My gosh, right around the corner.
Yeah, so start preparing yourself. And guys, I hate to tell you, we have hit the point, the bullseye for today. It is National Men Make Dinner Day.
Yeah.
That's today. National Men Make Dinner Day.
This is one of those national dumb days I can get behind.
Is this a fair day, though? Is it fair?
What do you mean, is it fair?
Well,
it's one day.
Right, but that's my whole point. The implication is that guys don't make dinner. What if the guys make dinner all the time?
Well, then that's great. That's awesome.
Right?
But for those of you who don't.
But could you imagine if there was National Women Mow Your Grass Day? National Women Cut the Lawn Day. How would that go over?
I don't think that day exists, so we don't have to worry about
it. Of course it does. Can you imagine if it did?
Oh, man.
Could you imagine?
Some women mow the lawn.
That's my whole point.
My husband, Brittany, she mows her lawn all the time.
Who?
Brittany.
Let me send her my address. This Saturday is National Women Mow the Grass Day. To have Brittany over here. Like, could you imagine if there was that day? Now, Kevin, do you cook for your wife a lot?
Not a lot, but I do. God. Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Hold on.
Sometimes. I mean, listen.
Out of a 30-day month, like once or twice?
Probably.
Jeez, that's sometimes.
You know, we'll get dinner out. You know, the other night we had Chick-fil-A.
Dinner out doesn't count.
No, I'm just saying it's not. She doesn't do the other 28 days of the month is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, my stuff's super simple, like spaghetti or cooking on the George Foreman grill or, you know, stuff like that.
That was my guess.
Well, the spaghetti's good. If you do spaghetti right, I think it's great.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. Is it Chef Boyardee, probably?
No.
Oh, so I didn't know.
Come on.
Well, I don't know.
No, you put the sauce in one. I don't know. You put the spaghetti in the other.
The way you said it, honestly, I don't know how Melanie took it and everyone else listening took it, was that you put the spaghetti on the George Foreman grill and shut the grill.
No.
The way you said it. That'd be pretty good. Grilled spaghetti. Grilled spaghetti.
Sauce.
Oh, it would be everywhere.
Good. Give it a shot.
How often do you cook? Don't think you're getting out of this question. How often do you cook?
That's fine, because I'm 100% made of honesty. I'm not going to do something once a month and say sometimes, like my buddy over there, Kevin. I never cook.
You don't?
My wife never. Is such a good kid. My wife is such a good cook. I got to tell you, that I think I made breakfast like 3 weeks ago, and she's like, this is a great breakfast. I knew she was lying. I could just tell.
Yeah, you know what was great about it? Had nothing to do with the flavor. It was the fact she didn't have to make
That's
it.
That's right.
That was the awesome part.
No, I know. I knew her trick to get me to do it more, but here's the problem. I had to eat the horrible food I cooked, and I didn't like it. I missed her food.
See, that's the problem.
That's the problem. I would love to, like, cook for her if I could, but then I got to eat the crap I'm making. It's terrible.
Well, now that it is national... Cook for your wife night.
No, that's not what the day is. By the way, it is National Men Make Dinner Day.
Men Make Dinner Day. Well,
you can tell she's a newlywed, right?
I know.
Everything is thrown out the window, and it's all about being a wife.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Men Make Dinner Day. God. Okay. So are you going to do it tonight?
I just found out it was today. Right? So I just found out, like 5 minutes ago.
Okay. What does that matter?
Well, what do I do? I mean, I don't know what to do. What do I do?
You call your wife and you go, hey, I'd like to make dinner. What would you like me to make tonight?
Yeah, or make dinner like Kevin. Just go and pick it up in that cab.
Chick-fil-A?
Exactly.
Go to Publix. Get one of those rotisserie chicken family meal deals. Go get that. Bring it home. She'll be so happy she doesn't have to cook.
Call her right now and see if, I don't know if I do this phone the right way. Oh, it is ringing. We'll just ask her right now if she'll answer the phone. It is National Men Make Dinner Day. All you guys out there, I know you hate me for this.
We're sorry.
These phones aren't working.
I know.
Something's going on with these phones.
His wife was never seen again, never talked to again.
Boy, she heard I might make dinner. She packed up the kids and disconnected her phone. She said, I'm out of here. I remember that breakfast from 3 weeks ago. Pack it up, kids. Let's go. What about the dogs? Leave them. He might have to eat them. That's all I'll have.
Oh, not the dogs.
No.
Anyway, good luck, guys, tonight. And ladies out there, why don't you go ahead and shoot your guys a text right now and just say it's National Men Make Dinner Night. Make it happen. Oh, my God. You got about 10 hours to make it happen. I'm sorry, fellas.
There's plenty of time. You guys can figure it out.
Well, you got a job. People are working.
So do women. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Women work? Yeah. I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I didn't know. You know why I didn't know? Because men apparently don't cook food because National Make Dinner Day. So I didn't know women worked.
I had
no idea women were out of the house. What is it, 2020, 2019?
2019.
Man. I'm offended. National Men Make Dinner.
You're offended.
I'm offended. National Men Make Dinner.
Oh, my gosh. I hope she doesn't make you dinner tonight.
Man.
I'll just go to the bar if I have to.
Yes.
99.5 QI.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It is National Men Make Dinner Day. Men Make Dinner Day, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. So we're talking about, oh boy, the texts are rolling in. What's your guy going to make you for dinner tonight? And I just said, man, that implies that guys never make dinner. I know some guys out there that are great cooks. Matter of fact, I know some guys out there that cook much, much better than their wife or girlfriend. And as a matter of fact, their wives would rather them cook than them.
Yeah, well, I think if the guy is good at cooking, everyone would rather that person cook.
So what?
It's nice to have a break.
Yeah, so what happens on that day? Then, like today, then does the woman cook if she doesn't normally cook?
I guess so. You can make this imaginary holiday, really, whatever you want.
Speaking of imaginary holiday, my wife, Melissa, joins us this morning.
How does that make any sense?
Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
God bless you. I got to put that out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Do I get none of his blessings, sounds like? None of them.
Not in this situation, because she cooks for, six mouths and the dog, the two dogs. She's got to put down their food, too, because we've already had that conversation.
Well, so today's...
Seven people.
Yeah, seven people. So it's National Men Make Dinner Day. I don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, I would be happy if you picked up stuff from Earth Fair.
Oh, see, right there. Boom.
This just got expensive. This just got expensive. This just got organic and expensive, is what it sounds like.
Sometimes if I don't have to plan, it's nice if you just pick it up or make it.
What should I bring
but
home?
You actually do cook very well.
That's a lie.
Your eggs are better than mine.
I don't know. I know you're not. You know, I know you don't believe that. I appreciate you saying that.
Huh? It's not cooking. I said you just say that so you don't get stuck cooking.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
not true.
It's like when Brian's like, oh, I don't know the laundry. I don't want to mess it up. It's like, no, you know how to do it. That's what guys do.
I know your trick.
She's on to you. So what should he pick up from Earth Fair?
A piece of salmon and a salad and some vegetables.
There you go. Dinner's done.
That whole thing sounds like vegetables. Salmon, salad, and vegetables. That whole thing's vegetables.
Did she say or the option of Chick-fil-A?
No, the kids are having Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have a school thing.
All right. Well, I'm on it. I got my orders. National Men Make Dinner Day. Salmon it is from...
Salmon and salad.
From Earth Fair.
Well, thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Love you.
Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye. With bags of food from Earth Fair.
Sounds good.
You lucked out, man. The kids are already eating for a school function at Chick-fil-A. You don't even have to worry about five other mouths.
Yeah,
now you just
that's
got
great.
I did forget about that. Yeah, they got a Chick-fil-A thing with school tonight. That's pretty good.
That's great.
All right. Yeah, that's good. All right, so it's in. Texts are rolling in, by the way. I just got a text. My husband cooks every meal at our house, every single meal, and he loves it. Gosh, I wish I was born with that. You know, because Melanie, you love to cook.
I do. I love to cook, but I will say, and I think your wife enjoys cooking too, because I always watch her Instagram stories and stuff.
She loves it.
But the planning of it, and sometimes you're exhausted and you don't want to do it. So that's the only thing, is it does get tiring.
Text from Tampa. My husband is the main cook at the house, and I love to mow the grass.
Nice. I love it when the stereotypical roles are reversed.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like that, it's not like that for everybody. Everyone's got like kind of different roles and stuff with what's going on. All right. Well, so the texts keep rolling in, and it looks like a lot of husbands. Oh, there's a text. I just texted my husband, let him know I was listening to you guys, and that dinner's on him tonight.
Yes.
And then I wrote back, what'd he say? And the response was, he has not responded.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah, probably lost a listener there. That guy's like, forget those guys. New phone, who dis? And you got to spell it with a D, right?
Yes,
who dis?
Of course.
Luke Combs is on, Even Though I'm Leaving. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
Kyle is in downtown Tampa. He's walking up to people before they go into court, asking them what's the deal, and here we go.
All right, so what you doing at the courthouse today?
Whoa.
You don't have to use your name. It's totally confidential. We just want to know.
I'm getting signed up for community service.
So how'd you get community service?
Whoa.
A lot of whoa.
I got a DUI.
Oh, man. That's not always good. How'd that situation happen? Coming home from a party or the bar or something?
I was asleep in my car, actually, and I refused the breathalyzer. So.
Were the keys in the ignition at all? I know they can get you that.
Yes, the keys were in the ignition.
That's how they get you. So, what kind of community service are you ready to go towards? Are you going to help out some schools? Going to paint some murals? What are you going to do?
Possibly. I'm doing a recreation center, so, yeah. I don't know what they're going to have me do. I'm just showing up, doing my part.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to me today.
No problem.
Have a good one.
Can't sleep in the car.
No.
It's just not a place to sleep.
Yeah.
It's not even a place to put your pillow. It's just uncomfortable.
And the keys being in the ignition isn't the part. It's the part that you were drinking. That's the problem.
Yeah, and you weren't really sleeping in your car.
Don't blame the keys.
You passed out in the car. That's different.
Yeah.
Like you don't say, well, what time did you pass out last night? You say, what time did you go to bed?
Yes.
You can't just be like, oh, I went to bed in my car. I went to sleep in the car.
No, you passed out.
You passed out.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to her. Kyle's walking up to somebody else. Kyle's walking up to somebody else, and here we go.
So what you doing at the courthouse today?
Just making a payment.
A payment on what?
For probation.
Why'd you get probation?
Because of a friend situation. I was with her when she was stealing, so I kind of got the blame as well.
When she was dealing?
Mm-hmm. Stealing.
Stealing. They said dealing. Oh, man, so you got, the secondhand charge. So what was the backstory? Were you at a store or something?
Yeah, Walmart.
Shoplifting? Are you guys still friends?
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. Better to stay away from that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Why are you guys still from Walmart? It's all over the walls, lower prices every day. Just wait it out. Eventually, it'll be free. Every day is lower prices. You don't have to steal.
Yeah, they're always rolling back prices
be
there.
Be patient. Eventually, it'll be like stealing, but you won't get in trouble.
I feel like every mother is validated right now because did your parents ever tell you that you're guilty by association? Like, you can't hang out with this bad crowd because then you're going to get in trouble, too. My mom always said, if you lay with dogs, you're going to get fleas.
Oh, that's the line. That's the line, man. That's the one I heard all the time.
But look, it's true.
Lay with dogs, you're going to get fleas.
There you go.
I love how, like, he thought she said dealing, and he just went with that. Like, no, didn't even question it. He's like, oh, dealing. And she's like, excuse me, stealing. Like, I do have a moral line, and you're not going to cross it, okay?
And it wasn't me. It was my friend.
Yeah, it was her. Not
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's do it. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe it. Guitar Pool. So, you know, it's sold out. We've been talking about that all week, but it is creeping, creeping, and creeping up. Next Sunday night, we got you in now, the winner of Mark and Melanie's name game. We need callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. So you can be right in front of Morgan Wallen, Jordan Davis, Chase Rice, Hardy, and Carly Pierce at the Mahaffey. This is going to be a fantastic show because, and I say that because, I know a lot of people say, well, it's going to be a fantastic show. They say that about every show. Well, I love country music. I love country music concerts. But this experience is way too unique to miss it because it's all these artists on the same stage at the same time. They don't come out one by one. They're all out there together. That's why it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a jam session.
Total. Unscripted. You don't know what you're going to get. First ever Guitar Pool, by the way, in a weekend. Really excited about that.
I know. I can't wait. You know, I'm excited about seeing Morgan Wallen.
I know.
That's the one I'm most excited about.
And we just saw him a month and a half ago.
I know, and he was so good that I'm already excited to see him again.
Chase Rice.
Missed that little mullet.
I've seen that little mullet. It's like he's your little brother. He's like, oh, my little mullet, Morgan. It's like you're going to grab him.
He probably could be my little brother. He's a couple years younger, I think.
You like put him in like a headlock when you see him and be like, oh, my little mullet. Oh, I missed you.
Give him a little noogie.
Give me that Morgan mullet. All right. Well, I want to see that happen, by the way, please. We need that on video, too. So that's on the way right now. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Guitar Pool tickets up for grabs. That's what we're playing for right now. The sold out QYK Guitar Pool. Janessa and Sarah, our contestants this morning. Janessa, you were the ninth caller. Congratulations. You're in first. We are going to get ready to go, Janessa. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Sarah, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats at all. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock. All right. Tough one today. Well, it's Thursday, right? T-H, Thursday.
Yes, Thursday.
So the category is to name things, name words that start with T-H. Janessa, go.
Thanksgiving. Think. Therapy. Thursday. Thirsty. Thanks. Thick. Thomas. Thermometer. That. Theoretically, throat. Thunder, throw. Thunderstorm. Thunderbolt. Three. 13.
Seconds is up. Sarah, congratulations.
Sorry, yeah, the timer was up.
That's okay. Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Hey. Well, the St. Pete Vandals strike again. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. think this latest round is 21 parking meters have been vandalized.
Yeah, this isn't good.
It's not good at all, and it's tying up a lot of our police officers who have, like, really, really important work to do. I mean, really important work.
Now they're messing around with parking meters and trying to get glue out of them.
Spraying these parking meters with this hard foam. Here's the news story.
St. Pete police finding close to 24 parking meters destroyed on Wednesday morning along Beach Drive Northeast and Bayshore Drive in St. Petersburg.
This is a waste of time, resources, and taxpayer money. Even though it might seem like a silly prank, this is no laughing matter.
City staff has spent hours trying to fix the parking meters out here. Some of them are now useless after someone vandalized them using a foam sealant.
Yeah, you hear it right there. City staff spending hours. So you've got a lot of people in law enforcement and other city employees that are having to deal with this. So if you know something or might have an idea.
If you see something, say something.
That's what they say. And that's very, very true. This is just dumb. It's just dumb.
Well, I want to know, so, because I live right down there, if I park in those spots that have the glue parking meters, do I still have to pay the meter?
I saw on Facebook people were asking the same things, and they've had people out there either replacing them or trying to fix them. But yeah, there was that period where you parked there, and what could you do? I mean, these things were covered in foam.
So where the coin slots are, they just put the spray foam.
Yeah. And it's just somebody saying, you know, oh, I don't want to pay the local government my money and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But again, you're tying up police officers of very important work to do. And the mayor had to have a press conference. And these news reporters, I'm sure, would like to cover something a little more interesting than foam on the parking meter.
I think they're excited, actually.
Oh,
about
you think
this.
They like this story?
It's a little something spiced up. Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Really?
Yeah, it's more interesting than how's the pier going. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that this is okay. This is awful because it's costing a ton of money. But Rick Reisman is saying, we will find you and we will prosecute you, quote unquote.
We will find you and we'll prosecute you.
So someone is about to be in a whole lot of trouble.
And like you said, if you know something, see something, just say something.
Coming up in 15 minutes with Mark and Melanie.
All right, get yourself ready. It's another I'm not crying, you're crying, Melanie.
Aww.
You're not going to believe what this boss did for his employee.
And on the way, we've got the latest from Jake Owen with Homemade.
Homemade, we love a dirt road. Homemade, we crave some ice cold. Homemade.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
I'm not crying. You're crying. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Listen to this story. This is great. That's why I said if every boss could be like this, this is a high bar to set, and I think it's absolutely great. So there's a Vietnam vet in Texas. He's 69 years old. His name is Albert. Thank you for your bravery,
Albert.
He's been working in an auto restoration shop for 13 years, okay? Never has taken a day off, not a sick day, not a vacation day, and has never been late. 13 years, okay? And he's been straight up with his boss. He said, I'm going to work so hard for you every day. My goal is I just want to retire. He told him there was a couple of moments in Vietnam he didn't think he was making it back alive. He actually had come to terms with he was going to die there in Vietnam. Well, he was able to fight through that and get back. And he says, my dream now in life is to retire. I want to know what it's like to not have to get up every day and do something. Because serving my country over there was just, he said for him, he told stories that they couldn't believe. So his boss has been, you know, watching him and really observing. And his boss even said he's been learning from him. And all the stories he's told about work ethic and how to approach the day and things like that.
He's the dream employee.
His boss, Rudy, went to him a couple of weeks ago and says, so what do you mean you want to retire? Like, when can you retire? He goes, when my house is paid off. I've got everything saved. I need the house paid off. And that way, whatever. How much do you owe on your house? He said, I owe $5,000.
Are you kidding me?
So
that's so close. So, that's within reach.
I mean, so close, but yet so far. You know,
right,
I mean, I get what you're saying. Rudy goes behind Albert's back, and it's a dangerous move to a Vietnam vet, but he does it for a good reason. He goes to his bank, and he says, I'm paying the account off. He wrote a check for $5,000. The next, do you get the chills?
Yes, I love these types of stories.
The next day, Albert shows up to work, and Rudy says, what are you doing here? And Albert says, what do you mean, what am I doing here? And he says, you're retired. And he goes, what?
Stop!
He pulls out.
Stop.
Because when he paid it off, the bank gave him the slip that the loan has been fully paid up. He handed him. He goes, you're retired. Yesterday was your last day of service. And he said, thank you for your service. And that was it. And he's retired. unbelievable. Didn't think he was making out of Vietnam alive. 13 years in the auto restoration business. Not a late day, not a sick day. Never missed a day. And there it is. I'm not crying.
No, I'm crying.
You're crying.
I know. No,
you are actually.
Crying.
I see you're welling up right
you
there.
You got me choked up.
What a great story.
Coming up in 15 minutes with Mark and Melanie.
Nutbags north of Florida. Michigan's going to check in. Wait till you find out how this fish got a man arrested.
A fish. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear that. And we've got music from John Party, the newly engaged John Party, on the way.
Working on the night shift, baby.
QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
I haven't checked the geography on this, but the story's out of England. We'll just go with north of Florida. Yeah. All right.
Sure. It's north of Florida.
Yeah, it's north of Florida. I've seen pictures over there. It looks cold and rainy. That's got to be north. Anyway, so a guy over there failed his driving test 27 times. So when you fail your driving test 27 times, by the way, he's 31. This happened over a period of over a decade. He finally said, I cannot be embarrassed anymore. His parents were making fun of him. His friends and neighbors were all making fun of him.
I mean, as they should.
So here's what he did.
27 times? Come on, man.
So he went to his buddy and he goes, listen, we sort of look alike. I'm going to give you my license. You go take the test for me and I'm going to pay you money. His buddy said, yeah. And they agreed on $650 to take the test for him.
How very parent trap of them.
Here's the problem. The guy didn't look quite enough like him. So the staff at the testing center went, huh, you don't really look like the guy that we've seen in here with this name before. Because, you know, he's been in there 27 times.
Yeah, at this point, they probably are friends. They've seen him so many times.
The man was arrested and he was given a 14-month sentence. They suspended it, though, in lieu of 200 hours of community service. And obviously, he still does not have a driver's license.
Man.
How is he going to drive to community service? Uber, I guess, right?
I guess. Yeah.
All right, let's get up to Michigan, where a man was arrested. This is crazy. He originally said he was going to go fishing. Then he noticed that the salmon there were spawning. And so when they do that, they're very close to the top of the water. But you can kind of reach in and touch them. Okay? They're right there. Well, instead, he kicked one so hard, he kicked it out of the water onto the shoreline and picked it up and carried it to his vehicle. What he didn't realize is the guy across the riverbank from him was an undercover resource officer.
Yes.
There are laws on the books about how you treat fish when they are alive, and he broke it. This man was placed in handcuffs and arrested.
Good.
For assault on a fish.
I've never heard that before, but, I mean, you can't just be a gross human.
By the way, this was a 17-pound salmon he kicked onto the shore.
Just kick animals.
No, you can't. But
no matter what, I mean, no.
But let's talk about that foot strength. I mean, I got to tell you, when you kick a 17-pound fish out of the river, onto the shore, do the Bucks need a field goal kicker?
No, we're good there.
You're good there?
Yeah, I think so.
If you ever do, contact this guy. Well, he's in jail. Which is where he belongs. But my God, 17 pounds of salmon. Unbelievable. By the way, the fish is going to make a full recovery.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't have any interviews from him, but I know he will.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
That's Matt Stell. It's called Prayed For You. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, how's this sound? How about, this is delicious. How about a sausage-flavored candy cane? That sounds great. You know, we're only 3 weeks away. We're only 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving. Isn't that crazy today? 3 weeks from today?
Yes.
So the holidays are, I mean, come on, we're there. We're just about to get into the holiday season.
It's going so fast.
Well, Jimmy Dean is giving away sausage-scented, all kinds of stuff, and sausage-flavored things. Listen to their promo.
Tis the season for the Jimmy Dean Recipe Gift Exchange. When you cook a sausage recipe, to get a sausage gift, like sausage-flavored candy canes, scrumptious swirls of sweet sausagey stripes, sweet and savory lip balm with mistletoe. Find a partner and pucker up. And, of course, sausage-scented wrapping paper. Smells like sausage, tastes like paper.
Yeah, that's great. They did that last
smells
year.
Smells like sausage, tastes like paper.
I remember the sausage in a wrapping paper last year. I always thought that was so cool. It's like scratch and sniff when you're a kid, you know?
Yeah. That'd be fun to wrap people's gifts, but don't tell them it's sausage flavor.
People are like, or scented. House smells like sausage. What is going on? Yeah, they wouldn't know. So all these gifts are free. It's at JimmyDeanGiftExchange.com. But of course, it's a recipe gift exchange. So you make one of their recipes from their website, and then you submit a photo, and they choose the prize. And then, of course, you know,
you too could get a sausage candy cane.
God, who wouldn't want to sit there and pass those out all day? So check that out. I think it's really cool. JimmyDeanGiftExchange.com. Have some fun with that. Wrap your gifts in sausage-flavored wrapping paper. Nothing says the holidays like sausage.
There you go.
99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.